And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Fairfax County, Virginia sheriff is refusing to hand over an illegal alien accused of groping 12 teenage girls to federal immigration authorities, and the local prosecutor thought bail was perfectly reasonable. ICE and the Trump administration are pleading with local officials to hold him, but the Democrat sheriff, Stacey Kincaid, who stopped cooperating with ICE back in 2018, isn't interested. And the Democratic governor has helpfully ended the entire state's cooperation with federal immigration authorities because protecting accused sexual predators from deportation is apparently a governing priority now. And speaking of priorities, here's how DEI contracting works in a real world. ASRC Federal, a multi-billion dollar defense contractor, wins no-bid government contracts by claiming to represent Alaska's indigenous people, then funnels millions into subcontracts to the non-native companies run by the CEO's husband. The Small Business Administration has already moved to ban 624 similar firms, and Pete Hegseth says the Pentagon is cracking down. Joy Reid has offered what may be the boldest media take of the year. She says that American women under Christianity aren't doing much better than Iranian women under the Islamic regime. Reid acknowledged Iran also oppresses women, but called America only marginally better. The Daily Wire's Isabel Brown responded by simply asking, when was the last time a woman was beaten to death by the morality police for a sliver of her hair showing in the Christian culture? New York City Socialist Mayor Zohran Mamdani has launched a dedicated Mayor's Office of LGBTQIA+ Affairs, appointing a transgender-identifying attorney with backgrounds at Lambda Legal and the ACLU as its inaugural director. Mamdani, who has been running Spanish-language ads telling illegal immigrants that they qualify for taxpayer-funded daycare, is nothing if not consistent. In Canada, an explicit pornographic art exhibit featuring graphic gay sex acts and full transgender nudity just won the 2025 Governor General's Award, the nation's top arts honor, and is now on public display in Saskatchewan. The artist has openly described alternating between government-funded film projects and pornography. The exhibit came with a $25,000 prize and $300,000 in annual city funding for the gallery hosting it. Back here at home, a middle school teacher bragged on Instagram that she deliberately designed her book cover. She's also an author. She deliberately designed her book cover targeted at kids ages 10 to 14 to read as a friendship story to parents while quietly advertising its LGBT content to children. She thanked librarians who help kids find subtle queer books without the parents knowing. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.